With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House is opening a week-long celebration of President Trump's first 100 days in office. A promotional campaign began today with a focus on his immigration crackdown.
We are in the beginning stages of carrying out the largest deportation campaign in American history.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the administration is just getting started. Border czar Tom Homan says Mexico may not have paid for President Trump's border wall as he promised in 2016, but then again,
they have in a roundabout way.
He says Mexico has deployed 10,000 of its own troops to the border to put illegal crossings now at a record low and saving the U.S. millions every day on things like detentions, transportation, and removal proceedings.
We've more than made up for the cost of that wall.
Russia has declared a short ceasefire in Ukraine for next week.
President Vladimir Putin has announced a unilateral 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine to mark Victory Day in World War II. The Kremlin said the truce, ordered on humanitarian grounds, will run from the start of May 8 and last through the end of May 10 to mark Moscow's defeat of Nazi Germany in 1945, Russia's biggest secular holiday. Ukraine, which has previously agreed to President Donald Trump's proposal of a full 30-day ceasefire, dismissed Putin's move as window dressing. The move comes as Trump scales up efforts to broker a peace deal in Ukraine. Until now, Putin has refused to accept a complete unconditional ceasefire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And President Trump expressing frustration at leaders of both Russia and Ukraine. Lisa Dwyer reports one of the men accused of stealing a purse from Secretary Noem has been charged.
Mario Bustamante Leyva has been charged in federal court with aggravated identity theft, robbery, and fraud. Investigators say a video captured the man taking Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's purse while she dined at a restaurant in Washington, D.C. on April 20th under the protection of Secret Service agents. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A Supreme Court justice has some advice for Christian parents.
During recent arguments in a case where Maryland moms and dads want the right to opt their kids out of classes using textbooks that promote the LGBT lifestyle, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson suggested that the plaintiff should put their children in private school if they object to certain books. The justice seems to be unaware that a lot of Christians cannot afford to do that and doesn't address the fact that tax dollars of those parents are already funding the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report indicates that persecution of Christians in Pakistan is on the rise. The survey conducted by Human Rights Focus Pakistan finds believers were victims of an unusually high number of murders, abductions, and forced conversions during the first 3 months of this year. Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern, says for too long, Pakistan has cloaked its systemic persecution in silence. This is SRN News. Energy giant Chevron, in partnership with Total Energies, wasting no time taking advantage of President Trump's promotion of the oil and gas industry, less than 100 days into the new administration. Bernie Bennett has more details.
Total Energies released a statement saying, quote, Total Energies announced the start of production from the deepwater Ballymore field offshore U.S., in which the company has a 40% interest alongside operator Chevron with a 60% interest. Production will take place in the Gulf of America. Last week, President Trump issued a memo streamlining the energy permitting process with a goal of getting new projects off the ground as quickly as possible. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A Texas judge has thrown out a federal rule that would have capped credit card late fees at $8. The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau finalized that rule last year as part of the Biden administration's efforts to do away with what it called junk fees. It was paused by the courts before it took effect. More on these stories at srnnews.com.